After a decade of dormancy, the former General Motors vehicle assembly plant near Newport, Delaware, is about to get a multi-million dollar overhaul. As WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports, backers hope that after some false starts, this plant will generate 2,000 jobs.
Since opening in 1947, the GM plant on Boxwood Road employed thousands of Delawareans. As many as 1,200 cars a day once rolled off the assembly line. Cars like the Chevrolet Chevette, the Pontiac Tempest, and eventually the Saturn Sky were among hundreds of thousands of vehicles that hit the road after being built in Delaware. But all that work stopped on July 28, 2009. This silver Pontiac Solstice was the final car to roll off the Wilmington assembly plant as GM closed the plant amid the company's bankruptcy. Workers signed their names on the car that marked the end of an era.
All right, let's see you shut her down.
She's history. Last car.
Stan Kaminsky worked at the plant for more than 30 years installing seats and other interior components.
Well, it was a real hit. Plus, I lost my job, and to see a lot of my coworkers lose theirs or have to transfer to other GM facilities.
There was a glimmer of hope in late 2009 as electric car maker Fisker made plans to move in to take GM's spot. Then Vice President Joe Biden stoked those hopes during a rally, a grand celebration of what seemed to be a last-minute reprieve for hundreds of workers.
Imagine with me, imagine the day when 2,000 workers are once again passing through those gates.
But the workers didn't come. Despite the hype, Fisker never produced a car at the plant. Even with more than $500 million in loans from the U.S. Department of Energy, Fisker's plans to produce 75,000 to 100,000 cars per year fizzled. Today, the plant is much as it was in 2009. The massive buildings sit dark and empty. There's only the hum of a few overhead lights. But all that's about to change. Local developer Tom Hanna has big plans for the future of this massive property. As president of developer Harvey Hanna and Associates, bringing jobs back to the site is not just a professional goal for Hanna, it's personal too.
To me, it's sentimental. My uncle, my grandfather, my father all worked in this plant. There's a piece here that's just really a part of us that is just almost overwhelmed with the idea that so many families in our area, had their livelihood supported, by this plant.
Hanna's company purchased the Boxwood Road site in October 2017, but isn't saying how much he paid for it. The company now plans to tear down the existing 3.2 million square foot structures and build four or five modern buildings to house new employers.
We spent many months trying to find corporate clients that could find reuse value in the existing buildings. That proved to be futile. The trend with industrial real estate these days is more in logistics and fulfillment. And that's what the market has indicated is the highest and best use here.
For logistics and fulfillment, think businesses like Amazon, shipping products around the East Coast and beyond.
Based on our research, we estimate around 2,100 new jobs will be created here at the Boxwood property.
A feel for where things
Hanna presented the plans to the community at a recent town hall meeting. Debbie McQuilkin and other residents mainly had questions about the noise trucks and trains would make moving product in and out of the site if it becomes home to a massive warehouse operation.
I just had concerns about the noise. I mean, I'm all for this going through. I'm all for the Boxwood plant to be refurbished, bring jobs, bring a hope, I guess, for this area.
There were a few questions about environmental contamination at the site after its 40 years of use in manufacturing. A plan of action to remedy two contaminated sections is still being developed. Environmentally, 72% of the site is ready for redevelopment. The plans have support from local elected leaders like Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer.
From day one, since I came into office 18 months ago, we've been working very closely with the new owners of Boxwood, Harvey Hanna. And they have filed an exploratory plan. That plan is going forward.
State Senator Anthony Del Colo represents the area around the plant. He says after the disappointment of GM's closing and Fisker's failed rescue plan, the site's rebirth would be a welcome sight.
I think it would be a story of hope, a story of what
a community that works together can achieve.
And while there's optimism that a rebirth of the site will bring jobs and economic growth, it will be bittersweet for former GM workers like Stan Kaminsky.
I never was in the Chrysler plant, but when I drive by there after they tore it down, that hurt. And so I know this one's going to hurt too.
Hannah expects a construction plan to be submitted sometime in July, with demolition starting sometime before the end of the year.
It could be a great ending to a turbulent time in the economy. This could be a great ending.
And all this work only pays off if tenants agree to move in. And so far, Hannah hasn't announced any companies signing up to move in. From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.